Here is the specialty of the house, the one thing that can see into the future. With this, you can't miss. This is the lightning rod, one which will answer questions for you near or far. You'll see quickly what, where, when, how, and who.
Elder Yochanan, your certified spiritual advisor, is here to help you with your everyday life. A specialist in wealth, a specialist in success, a specialist in love, and a specialist in good fortune. The four supernatural blessings in your life. You can reach him at Elder Yochanan, Yochanan, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Now, here's Elder Yochanan.
Today, we have a good show. Yeah, well, all of them are good. But this one is sort of exceptional. First of all, we have the lightning divining rods. We have the lightning divining rods. Now, this is episode 575. No, 573. The lightning divining rods. And the thing about them is they are good for just about anything. Anything whatsoever. Now, of course, we will have much to say about Mr. George Floyd. You know about him. You know about George Floyd. I hope you do, because so much has been said about him. It's a shame. But you will know. You will know certain things about him and certain things about, well, about life in general. How's that? Life in general. Now, that will be something good, won't it? Okay. That is something which this show is about. Now, let's go on with some music, okay? Okay.
Divining rods
are something which people have used, for centuries. They can tell you yes, they can tell you no, they can tell you which way to go, how to get there. But all in all, the divining rods are meant to show you what the way. Now, you can get a yes answer simply by, you know, leaving them alone, and when they cross one another, you get a no answer by the same thing with them not crossing. Because, you see, certain spirits use these things. The spirits of Elohim, the sevenfold spirits of God, use these rods. And use them pretty good, too, if I have to say so myself. But now, there isn't anybody ready for it to be used today. So we won't make them. We won't make them use it today. But these are certain, they are a certain tool which God has given us men to use to know His will. His will. Remember that. His will. Now, there is another thing which I have to talk about today. And I didn't want to, but today I did. Today I had to. And that is in Psalm 82. Psalm 82, which is a psalm of Asaph. God judge standeth in the congregation of mine. He judges among the gods. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. Yahweh standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the Elohim. The Elohim. Now, when I put those words there, if you can understand them, it opens up a whole new meaning for you. Yahweh, which is the personal name of God. Yahweh, the personal name of God, standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He stands in the congregation of the mighty. In other words, Yahweh is there. Yahweh is always there. Yahweh is God Himself. He stands in the congregation of the mighty. Okay? And He judges among the Elohim. Now, the Elohim are the sons of God. The sons of God. Now, the Elohim are meant to be angels. But the Elohim are meant to be something which all men can understand. They are the judges among the gods. They are the judges of angels, the gods. Okay, now let's go on. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Selah, how long? This question is asked, how long will ye judge unjustly? Unjustly. What is that saying? that God doesn't judge justly? They doesn't do what's right? Yeah, he does what's right. Yeah, he does what's right. But there are times when God does not do anything. Anything. So the question here is, how long will you judge unjustly? How long will you let this stuff go on? How long should the presence of the wicked, well, be undefended? Well, here it is. Except the presence of the wicked, it says. Because the wicked are running riotous within the earth. They are in the earth even now. They are running riotous even now. The last few days, they have destroyed more businesses. They've run, they've done whatever they wanted to. Why? Because God has not stopped them. Why hasn't he stopped them? Why hasn't he stopped them? Is it because he can't? Is it because he doesn't want to? Is it because certain conditions keep him from doing it? Of course. Of course it is. Now let's read on. It says, defend the poor and fatherless. Defend the poor and fatherless. Yo hey wa hey, defend the poor and the fatherless. Those that are poor, those that have no father, no father to stand up for them, defend them. It says, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Do justice to the afflicted. Now, there is one thing that happened the last couple of days. There's one thing that happened. This thing about George Floyd has really gone out of hand. It has really gone out of hand. It has become just a base station, just something that people are doing to arouse nothing. You know, it is nothing. Stores are being invented. Banks are being broken into. Everything you can think of. Why? Why? Because Yohewahe, he is not judging them. He didn't judge them yet. And he accepted the person of the wicked. He accepted them. Even the wicked can stand before God. Did you know that? Even the wicked, they are accepted by Almighty God. Now, God doesn't like it, but they do receive an acceptance from God. Yeah, they do accept. They do receive an acceptance from God. And when it says, defend the poor and fatherless, what it's saying is do justice to them. Is do justice to whom? The afflicted and the needy. Now, who is the afflicted and the needy? The afflicted and needy are those people which will suffer because of what was done. When you, well, now listen good, listen real good. When you destroy a supermarket, everybody in the area is affected. Yeah. Everybody in the area is affected. When, excuse me, when you do something to any business, anything else, everyone suffers. Excuse me. Everyone suffers. So the entire community, it doesn't matter if you're black or you're white or you're green or orange or pink polka dot. It is the same. It is the same. Now, you know what? Here God asks, again, well, he doesn't ask, we are praying. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Who is the wicked? Those who are judged or judged unjustly. They're the ones who afflict the poor and the needy. Yeah, the poor and the needy need the hand of the wicked, need to rid cash out the hand of the wicked. I'm sorry. They know not. The poor are the ones suffering. They are the ones who don't have food, who don't have water, who don't have toilet provisions. They are doing badly. Yeah, they are doing badly. And who caused it? The people who are so-called rioting. They are rioting. They are busting windows and busting down doors. They're doing everything they can think of. Well, you know what? I believe that God will take his vengeance. God will do that. And he will do it in such a way that these people will not even acknowledge it. Yeah. And one way is just to spread a converse 19. Just the spread of it. Who's to say that because of that, you know, because he was out for so long or doing so much, when it happened in each community, each town, that the disease did not catch up with him. Who's to say that? Who's to say that people will not drop down dead because of this disease? That is because of God's providence, because God does not allow the wicked. He does not allow the wicked to take control of the poor and needy. Okay, they walk not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundations of the earth out of course. All the foundations. Now, the foundation of the earth is something which people don't understand. It is a thing which keeps the earth together. It is a thing which makes the earth revolve around its own axis. So, therefore, because they refuse to obey it, God will bring it to work, what? To work against them. Soon they will have no food. Next they will have no place to stay. Then they will have no clothes to wear. Fourth of all, they will have death, says the Lord. Says the Lord. The earth, the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said ye are God, ye are Elohim. And all of you are children of the Most High, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. You will not survive in doing this. Whoever took place in this crap, whoever took place in that the last couple of nights or the last couple of days, you shall die like men. Now, they're all happy and all giddy and laughing and all that, but if the coronavirus overtakes them, that is the reason why. That is the reason why. As of God judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Arise, O God, inherit the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Every individual alive sees what has happened and understand it. But what they don't see and understand is that God's justice will not fail. His justice he will do and handle, no matter what is said about him. God has a justice which is among the earth, among the men of the earth, and among the faces of the earth. So, all men must obey him. Or, I tell you what, be akin to his judgment.
Darren, you're going to play behind me. And then whatever's the whole
you know something else, too? That Mr. George Floyd really was a criminal? Oh, you say, well, that's the stuff they use against him. No. This guy had done a lot of wrong stuff. Yeah. First thing you better do is find out who you're backing up. Yeah, find out who you're backing up. Don't stand behind nobody wrong who's ever done wrong. George Floyd had done so much wrong that they don't even talk about it. Yeah, so much wrong. You had better get your doctrine straight. Get your thing together before you say anything about it. Read some of the stuff on him. Instead of looking at the riots and whatnot, look at what the police had him for. Look at what that. Now I'm not saying that it was correct to kill him. I am not saying that. But you had better find out who it is you are rooting for. Because he ain't all that good. Now I want you to know that. Yeah, he ain't all that good. Okay, but everybody, go to yourself and take it easy. Take it easy. Now it's gonna be hard for some kind of time coming. Even here in Chicago, man. There are certain blocks which are just emptied out, stores and whatnot. And I ask that question, what are you going to eat? What you going to eat? The stores are done. You know, it's they're closed. What are you going to eat? What are you going to eat? You got the coronavirus. What you going to eat? You can't go nowhere. What you going to do? Think about it. Think about it. God has an answer for everything a person does. Every single thing a man, woman, boy, or girl can do, God has an answer for it. God has an answer. And they start saying, oh, he's starting to talk like a preacher. No, I ain't talking like a preacher. I'm talking like somebody with good sense. Somebody with sense. Do not back up anybody whom you aren't assured of being what? Being straight. Now, I'm not saying he's right. I'm not saying that they did right to kill him and all that. No. But I am saying, what did he die for? That might be punishment for something else he did. Yeah, something God saw fit for him to go when he did. Because of all the wrong that he's done. And he's done some wrong too, I tell you that. So be on the lookout for it. be on the lookout for it. And everybody, you know, everybody, pay attention to what you fighting for. Don't fight for the wrong person. Fight for the right one. Don't fight for the one who just all of a sudden set up and did something wrong. Fight for the one that is right. Yeah, the one that's right. Don't be so quick to judge somebody just because they black or they poor or something like that. Man, I'm telling you, there is enough stuff going on now. There's enough stuff going on now that if a person does something to you because you're wrong or because you're black or something like that, boy, there is good enough reason to know it. There's good enough reason to know it. And here, Mr. Floyd wasn't all that much a good man. Nope, he was not. He was not. So, learn to do the right thing. Learn to do right before wrong. Learn to do right before wrong. Because while you are sitting up and going cock-a-doodle-doo for the wrong person, the right person is going on ahead and getting past with nothing. Okay? All right. That's all I got for you today. I'll see you Thursday at 7 p.m. For the apostolic blessing. Well, I can't call it apostolic blessing. I can say for the quick blessing. For so. Okay? Well, God bless you, and God keep you, and God lift his face upon you, and give you peace. But most of all, God bless you.
Elder Yochanan, your certified spiritual advisor, is here to help you with your everyday life. A specialist in wealth, a specialist in success, a specialist in love, and a specialist in good fortune. The four supernatural blessings in your life. You can reach him at Elder Yochanan, Yochanan, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Now,